אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד עשר הספירות, כרך ב' חלק ז',
Seven cause and effect, page Taf Kuf Samich Aleph. You can watch our lesson and send us questions to Kabda TV. The study of the Ten Sefirot, second volume, part 7, cause and effect, page Taf Kuf Samich Aleph.
It's very important for us to know the process of the shattering, because it teaches us about our inner structure. Why we're structured as we are, below the spiritual line, how we can rise above it, in which orders the Reshimot awaken in us, meaning thoughts, desires, which is Reshimot of Aviyut, Reshimot of Itlapshut. Reshimot of Aviyut is the Reshimot of the desire, Reshimot of Itlapshut is the Reshimot from the light, meaning from the mind, which is clarified in the heart, in the emotion. How we've become distant from one another, what made us distant, and how we need to reconnect. All of that we learn from the shattering of the vessels. And Kabbalists don't explain to us about the shattering of the soul, of Adam Rishon itself. They try not to elaborate. So all these processes, we mainly learn about them from the shattering of the vessels, the shattering of the soul. But the processes are similar, that therefore you can learn about it one from the other. So it's good to be, to try and understand the order of cause and consequence. Please.
Now we shall explain the actions that took place in the world of Nikudim in the emergence of the seven Melachim and their breakage until the raising of man to the new Ma, in the clarification of cause and effect, meaning how every action extends from its previous action with all its conditions with a complete necessity. It was already explained the order of cause and effect and all the actions that were formed in the worlds from the first restriction until the emergence of Abba Vima Di Nikudim in the state of Katnut, meaning in the state of Achor Be'achor, back to back. We also started speaking about the Zivug of Gadlut of Abba Ve'ima. Indeed, according to the knowledge we received in this part before us, we should multiply the words and start with the Zivug of Gadlut of Abba Ve'ima, and from this Zivug, the seven Melachim of Nikudim elicited. Item 1. It was thoroughly explained in part 6 that there were two upper Zivugim for the purpose of Nikudim. One for the purpose of Katnut, and one for the purpose of Gadlut. And you will see that the Ari divides there and says that the light, which was first below and ascended above and so on, elicited branches outside through the Enaim. And these are the Nikudim which spread outside of Ak from Tabur until the Siyum Raglaim. And this is their essence, meaning the Nekudot of Sag, which first were below the Tabur De'ak and rose above. The Zivug was made over them in Rosh De'Sag, and the branches of this Zivug descended ten Sefirot Nikudim through the Nik Ve'enayim, from which elicited Gar Nikudim, and Abba Ve'ima were corrected only Achor Be'achor, back to back, like it was explained in Or Pnimi. And from that state, Abba Ve'ima still cannot elicit offsprings, because it is enough only for their own sustenance. And in order to elicit offsprings, they need additional mochin through the upper zivug of Absag. Like he continues in item 16 and saying, indeed, that new light which descended in its internality and fissured the parsa and illuminates in these nikudim through the tabu and the yesod. And this new light was born through the rising of man from the lights below the tabu the ak himself. The lights below the tabu the ak, which is called Nehi the ak, they rose to man to the upper absag, and through this zivug they gave birth to a new light, and this new light descended and fissured the parsa, meaning it returned and cancelled the border of the parsa, and it brought the achap outside of all the degrees. And now, through the illumination of the zivug of absag, the achap of all the degrees returned to their previous degree. And he says that this new light illuminated to nikudim through two places, through the tabu and through the yesod. And know that these two lights, that these two illuminations perform two special actions, because the illumination that came through the tabu reached only Keter de Nikudim, which closes the place of tabu de Ak. And because of its illumination, also the border of the parsa, which stops between Keter to Abba Ve'ima, was cancelled, which elicits them from the Bechina of Rosh de Keter. And now the parsa was fissured, and Abba Ve'ima have returned to one Rosh with the Keter. And by this, Abba Ve'ima have gained the Gar and the Bechinot of their Panim. However, the illumination that came through the Yesod Ak reached Abba Ve'ima de Nikudim, which is from what this new light already clothed Nehi de Ak himself. And therefore, its illumination came out to Abba Ve'ima as man, in the meaning of Shuruk, which is Vav and Nekuda, Vav and a point. Abba Ve'ima performed a zivug over this man, panim bepanim, face to face, and elicited zat the nikudim.
You reached
item one.
Questions.
Yosef from the Jerusalem group is asking, if before every degree we need to attain the shattering that suits her,
how will we rise to it? How? By the shattered vessels we're given, that we correct them, then we attain, we acquire the corrected degree. It wasn't that degree previously. We are constructing something new. We're building raw material. What we construct, we construct these new degrees, because when we rise, how should we say, we awaken in all the worlds, Naran Chai. And all the previous worlds before us were the light of Nefesh alone. Because we add here scrutinies, deficiencies. We add to the will to bestow, the egoistic desire, the will to receive, that we awaken and correct. The corruption awakens in us, we correct it. And in these vessels, which are 620 times greater every time than the Kli when it was on the way from above to below, that is how we now receive the light that reforms, and then the light that fills the Kli, meaning on each and every degree that I am, let's say I'm on degree 30 from below. There, I attain the intensity of the degree 620 times greater than it is itself, because I add my desire, my passion, my work. And that's how it is on all degrees. Yes.
Oleg from Iceland is asking, why is it easier to hold on to the intention when reading the Zohar, when reading texts more than Zohar?
First of all, we need the language, because spirituality doesn't have a language. If we speak the language of branches, we'll get confused, because we're not in the language of branches. Is good for those in the spiritual world. Look, we are like this. We are below the machsom. This is the machsom. If I'm here, no problem. For me, all languages, no problem. Speak whatever you want. And have the perception, the understanding. Here are all the 125 degrees, right? So, wherever I am, I understand what you're talking about. It's like this world. If I know it, if you talk to me about what I know, no problem. If I'm here, below. That's the problem. What do I do here? So, to the extent I speak in the language, say, of the Tas, then it's easier for me, because I'm speaking technically. I speak in terms of light, vessels, parasufim, measurements, and so on. At least I know somehow how to say 120 is less than 125. Nefesh is less than Ruach. I don't know what it is, but I know how to grade them, how to rate them. And that's very important. Things which I don't feel, at least I have an intellectual division of them. Absadeg, Absagma Bon, and so on. Whoever knows to fulfill his brain with such data is considered wise. Why? Because he can start playing around with them, he can speak whatever he wants. He doesn't attain a thing. But still, it's a language. And therefore, we need it. Otherwise, it's difficult for us to express something. Kabbalists need to be in some sort of contact with us in order to convey the light that reforms. I have to have some connection with you, regardless of whether you understand or don't, feel it or don't. There has to be this connection, that through this connection I'll constantly give you the remedy. It must be. In what connection can we be with them if they're in that world, which is disconnected from us? We don't see this pipe that it flows from me to him. So they give us this pipe. He tells me about Absag Mabon. He says, you learn it in your study. And when you're in this external connection with me, without understanding a thing, just like repeating it like a parrot, saying the words, but you want to receive this remedy from me, the light that reforms, then I'll give it to you. There must be a connection. However, if they'll tell you that it's not in the language of the study of the Ten Sefirot, but in the language of the Tanakh, of the Bible. So if it's in the language of the Bible, what will you do? You'll immediately think that you're here in this world. You have everything here. Everything's fine. That's the problem. People who weren't directed to accept this language as speaking about the spiritual world. They only call it the holy language, the sacred books, and so on. What is sacred? They don't know. Sacred is bestowal. All these books speak about actions of bestowal. That's why it's called sacred. Bina is called sacred, the quality of bestowal. If they don't understand what it is, they just say, holy, holy. And they're thinking about what goes on in this world. That it's seemingly so, that's where all the religions stem from. And different faiths and so on. All that the wisdom of Kabbalah was turned into, all the different corruptions. Yes?
So to continue the question, Asaf from Cholon is asking, how to connect correctly the emotion, the perception to this mental process of tests?
So we nevertheless need to study a little bit. But you'll see that to the extent that you begin to connect with a connection, with a group, slightly disseminate things in this world, you will begin to feel that the material is becoming clearer. It will never be clear in an intellectual study. That's only the Kabbalists of Jerusalem. They learned it's this and that. That's it. Those who advance to the emotional perception, meaning in the vessels, not in the mind, they don't understand, but only if to some extent it is related to the degree of their correction. And even before the Machsom, you will somehow begin to feel these things inside and it will be easier. Yes. But still, it's from heart to mind. Whoever advances properly, that's the way it is. And that is why it is not the wise that learns. There is no relation of knowledge to the spiritual advancement at all. Okay, let's continue. Maybe reread it.
Adam 1.
Yes.
It was already thoroughly explained in part 6 that there were two upper zivugim for the purpose of nikudim. One for the purpose of katnut and one for the purpose of gadlut. In Adam 16, read and see that the Ari divides there and says that at first the light was below and ascended above, and branches came out of them to the outside through the Enaim, and these are the Nikudim which spread outside of Ag from Tabu until the Siyum Raglaim.
From Nikve Enaim to Rosh Desag, it's called Derech Enaim. If he doesn't say where it came from Sag, that's clear. Because Keter and Chochmah are above our perception. What we perceive is to the extent Malchut can receive the qualities of Bina, connection of Malchut with Bina, we attain everything that is prior to that. Yes.
And this is their essence, meaning the Nekudot of Sag, which first were below Tabu Da'ak and rose above, a zivug was made over them in Rosh Desag, and the branches of that zivug descended 10 sefirot de Nikudim through the Nikve Enaim, from which elicited Gar de Nikudim, and Abba ve'ima were corrected only achor be'achor, back to back, like it was explained in Or Pnimi. And from that state, Abba ve'ima still cannot elicit offsprings, because it is enough only for their own sustenance. And in order to elicit offsprings, they need an additional mochin through the upper zivug, the absag.
Meaning, after the inclusion with Nehi de Galgalta, the Reshimot come to Nikve Enaim, from there they spread below, they construct a keter from Abba ve'ima, it's called Rosh, the degree, until their peh, in their pit, they make the zivug upon the chasadim. In the zivug of chasadim, they have the expansion, earning gagat ha'inayim with the light of nefesh, katnut. So keter is in katnut, abayinim are in katnut, and Galgalta and Enaim Dezon, still in these vessels below the Parsa, they're still not used. In order to use these vessels and to actually receive the light of Chochmah in the corrected vessels, then here you need the correcting light, the light which brings screens, and this comes to us from the Zivug of Absag. We say Zivug Absag because in Sag itself we have Chochmah. In Tamim de Sag we have Chochmah. Sag is the etzem of Chochmah. Because you cannot be in Chasadim, overcome, not want Chochmah and be in Chasadim without having the Chochmah built in. So what are you giving up upon? Therefore in Sag there is Chochmah, and the one that doesn't want Chochmah then reaches the degree of Sag. That shows that he's in Chasadim. Therefore if he needs to bring the Zivug Absag below the light of Chochmah and the light of Chasadim to show how the Chochmah can be clothed in Chasadim, to be entirely in bestowal. In that example, he gives strength to the lower one to be like him, and then he connects to the Chochmah in him. He shows to the extent he clothes on this Chochmah, does not want it, and brings this force and this example to the lower one, and the lower one can do the same. Is that clear? This is a very important point, the Zivug of Absag, because without it we never can do an action of bestowal. In vessels of reception I have pleasures, or I don't have pleasures, but I want them from my Reshimot. What to do? Therefore, all our prayers are actually bring correction. Help me. Help me come with my corrupted kelim. And then Sag brings me, give me an example. Look what I'm doing. I have Chochmah until Ensof, and I develop upon it Chasadim of Ensof. I don't want it. Even a shirt I don't have. I don't need. So he shows it to me. It's called Divug Absag, which works for me, which comes to me, and I'm impressed by it. From that impression, I get strength. Meaning, it gives me a little of his zivug, chasadim of ensof, which clothe on the chokhmah of ensof. From here, I get a little for myself, and I begin to process the style of it, and I understand what can be done. But before that, doesn't matter how much we talk about it, it doesn't work. I begin to understand how it can be clothed on one another, and then, bang, it works. That's what we pray for. So after the katnut of the world of Nikodim, that Abba and Ima did the zivug of Panim Achoraim on the katnut, then the zivug of Absa came, the request for greatness, for adulthood, and it comes from above, this example. And then they form the zivug of gadlut, of adulthood. And then there's the obvious question, why does the upper one want to break the lower one? We spoke about it yesterday, that the kli, in order for the lower to feel the gap between light and darkness, he can never reach correction without feeling that gap, Therefore, we need to show the results, the corruptions, that only from the corruptions we can learn. And we have to know it in advance, that the entire path is there'll be darkness and there'll be light. From corruption to correction. From corruption to correction. As Baal Salam writes, that I'm happy for the corruptions that are revealed.
Line Zivug Elyon, first column. Like he continues there in Adam 16, he says, indeed, that new light which came down in its eternality and fissured the Parsa and illuminates in these Nikudim through the Tabur and Yesod. And this new light elicited through the raising of man from the lights from below the Tabur Deak himself.
what does it mean? It means that these Reshimot that here were Daled Gimel, 4x3, they affect the Achap of Nikudim. They raise the man to Abba Ve'ima. And then Abba Ve'ima begin to raise it higher above until Rosh Desag. And Rosh Desag, accordingly, is lowered to its peh. It makes a coupling on the Gadlut, on the adulthood, over the entire 10 Sefirot. And from the Sivug, it brings down the new light, meaning Ab Sag, which is complete. From below is the request, and above it's applicated the request.
The lines from the Lode Tabor De'ak, called Nehi De'ak, rose to man to the upper Absag, and through this Zivug they elicited a new light, and this new light descended and fissured the Parsa, meaning it returned and cancelled the border of the Parsa, and it brought the Achap outside of all the degrees. And now, through the illumination of the Zivug, the Absag, the Achap of all the degrees returned to their previous degree. And he says that this new light illuminated to Nikudim through two places, through the Tabu and through the Yesod. And know that these two illuminations made two special actions, because the illumination which came out through the Tabu reached only Keter de Nikudim, which closes the place of Tabu de Ak, and because of its illumination, also the border of the Parsa, which stops between Keter de Abba Ve'ima, was cancelled, which brings them outside of Rosh de Keter. And now the Parsa was fissured, and Abba Ve'ima returned to one Rosh with Keter. And by this, Abba Ve'ima gained the Gar and the Bechina of their Panim. However, the illumination which came through the Yesod De'ak reached Abba Ve'ima de Nikudim, which is from the perspective of what this new light already clothed Nehi De'ak itself. And therefore, the illumination came to Abba Ve'ima as man, in the meaning of Shuruk, which is Vav and Nekuda. Abba Ve'ima performed a zivug over these man panim bepanim, face to face, and elicited zat de nikudim.
In gadlut, in adulthood. And by that, we'll conclude.
Now let's move on to the next part of the lesson, and before, let's sing a song together.
We rise and we enter a world that is already made. Change. I was about to jump in. A new chapter begins. Whoa, a whole new thing. I walked in. She gave me some water. Everyone was together. And I was there. Whoa.